Well, there's no good solution. There are sort of least bad solutions, Poppy. And one least bad solution the U.S. government should consider, and perhaps not publicly announce, is the idea that if an American is taken hostage, as is likely to happen again and again, because if you want to have American journalists covering difficult areas or American aid workers in difficult areas, they're likely to be kidnapped. So at least the family can raise private donations and get involved in a private negotiation. Otherwise, you're basically condemning American journalists and American aid workers in areas where they might be kidnapped to a certain death if you're unwilling to negotiate at all. And of course, sometimes we have negotiated in the past. The Bo Bergdahl negotiation, he was exchanged army private for five members of the Taliban. But just to say, hey, we're never going to negotiate as a public matter is fine. But as a private matter, I think the White House needs to show a little bit more flexibility here.
So, Bob Baer, I'm wondering if you agree, because last year the President, President Obama, did order at least a review of U.S. hostage policy. We don't know what has come out of that yet, but we have seen in other governments, reportedly France, being willing to pay for hostages, and we've seen some French hostages released, like Nicholas Henin. Should the U.S. government be reassessing?
Well, Poppy, you're right. But the problem with the French is they paid a lot of money to get their hostages out of Syria, and that set up a marketplace and put a value on hostages. And almost inevitably, the hostage takers went out and picked up some more. Even Japanese, which aren't directly involved in the conflict. But you should keep negotiations always going with these groups. The Turks did it in Iraq and got their people out of Mosul from the Islamic State. We don't know how much was paid, if anything, or favors were done. I think any of these groups, whether it's Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, you should keep some sort of back channel open to see what room there is. But I agree with Peter, you should never say never in negotiations.
All right, Peter Bergen, Bob Baer, appreciate it.